In sports, we had the story about the Baltimore Orioles player, Chris Davis, who has the longest hitless streak in Major League Baseball history. He's 0 for 49, and a dry spell that goes back into last September. And so with that backdrop of a dry spell, there was a study done about sexual dry spells and what is considered a dry spell. I've got some friends, they're on the single thing. You know, sometimes it seems like a while in between girls and stuff. You don't know what constitutes a dry spell. Well, they broke it down. They did a survey. They say the 28% of American adults are currently in a dry spell. And here are the stats that come out of that. The average dry spell lasts 11 months, 10 months for men, a full year for women. That's a long time.
Wait, is it women define it as a year and men define it as 11 months, or what is the?
That's what they. Yeah, I guess that's what they described. Okay. The their average dry spell, the average dry spell for men and women is about 11 months. The top causes for a dry spell between the sheets: relationship troubles, not being focused on having sex and making the time, being in a long distance relationship, and having a busy work schedule. The average American will go through 4 dry spells in their life. So you got 4 one-year spans to make it through, in the average dating life. They say a dry spell, though, isn't always a bad thing, John. 49% of Americans think it can be beneficial. 27% said they came out of it with a better understanding of who they are. I imagine you probably got a pretty good handle on that, if you know what I mean. And 26% said they got to spend more time with friends. 25% said it saved them money.
Not being in a relationship?
I'm sure it did.
More disposable income.
A dry spell, 10-month dry spell, that definitely saved you some money. And 18% of Americans say they have reached out to an ex during a dry spell. To try and break it up, you know?
The slump buster.
Try and get the slump buster going.
I wonder what Chris Davis is trying to do. Now, I think in baseball, wasn't it, what movie was it where they said that if you're in a slump, then you just go sleep with, was it a League of Their Own? No, not a League of Their Own.
Bull Durham.
Wasn't it Bull Durham or Major League that had the slump buster story?
Yeah, it wasn't Major League.
It was Bull Durham. Yeah. You're in a slump. I think you're supposed to sleep with anybody that you
to break the slump.
Anybody to break the slump.
So he must be out on the town in Baltimore, just going from bar to bar.
I would think
somebody, anybody.
And the thing about it is
fortunes.
I looked at the box score from last night. This guy, who is in the longest slump in the history of Major League Baseball, has not had a hit this season, right?
No.
Hadn't had a hit.
It stretches back to last September.
He bats 6th. There are 9 guys who bat. So if you're the 7th, 8th, and 9th hitters, and this is the American League where there's no DH,
7th, 8th, and 9th,
you're like, well, how is it that guy is batting in front of me? How bad am I that the guy with the longest slump in the history of Major League Baseball gets the bat in front of me?
And he probably getting paid more too, because he makes $23 million a year.
Yeah, he's making a sick amount of money.
Yeah,
he's living off the contract.
He's guaranteed. The Orioles owe Davis about $92 million in guaranteed money for the contract extension he signed in 2015. They say the contract will be paid out in deferred payments through 2037. They'll be paying for this dude.
The story I read about that game last night was that they had been booing him in Baltimore. The home crowd had been.
And I heard that's a fair weather trial. I mean, like, they'll give you some leeway.
They had been booing him, but last night they cheered him. I mean, how bad is that? That's almost worse. Yeah. Like they feel sorry. You come up to the plate and they feel sorry for it. The guy is now probably going to get. He probably gets cheered now in every park he goes into because. Yeah,
he went 0 for 5 last night.
That's what he is. People want to, you want to see what this guy's going to do, you know? And then there's people in the stands who feel sorry for him and they're cheering for him.
Check this out.
He's going to set the Major League record. Hit this at bats. There's a shot to left. Grossman's going to go back, and Grossman makes the catch. Huh? So Chris Davis, unfortunately for him, he has the Major League record.
Now, listen to what he said.
He was 0 for his last 47, and
it went to 49.
Tonight, he's hit 3 line drives, right?
See that? 3 line drives. I mean, like, he's hitting the ball on the screws. He's hitting it hard. It's just not, it's not like he's missing it by 2 feet or something. That's got to be incredibly frustrating.
He's got to go find the slump busters in the parking lot, I guess.